Rock 95.
By now, many of you are hearing of the passing of longtime Rock 95 personality Al Brown. And first off, I just want to send out my deepest condolences to Al's wife, Julie, and his boys, Ben, Trevor, and Marco, and the grandkids and the entire Brown family. He always spoke so highly of all of you and loved you very much. I've been talking with dozens of friends and former co-workers in recent days, and we all loved Al very fondly. For my part, I had the privilege of being here on Al Brown's first day in the studio and radio. Al came over from print and wrote mostly in the vein of sports previously, and I can still remember his very first newscast like it was yesterday. He was in one booth, and I was in the main studio where we would see each other and in the Kozlov Center, and he was a natural from the very beginning. After that initiation into radio was complete, he began to shine, and over the years, we began to forge a working friendship on the air, including a long legacy together in the Rock 95 morning show. We spent more time together than we did with our families, it seemed. We did laugh a lot. And Rock 95 listeners, you loved Al Brown. You couldn't help yourself, even if you disagreed with his opinions in the cheap seats. There was always a respect of opinion between Al and the listener. He would take time and call people that disagreed with him, and he would talk with them for, you know, quite a while until they both mutually accepted and respected their separate opinions. Working with him, there was always a bonding spirit and a laugh. And talking to him always gave you an insight into subjects you maybe never considered, even if it was just a joke. He could put the most difficult subjects into clear sentences that you might have never heard in your head. You might have heard it in your head, but you couldn't express it clearly. He did that all the time. Master of understanding and language. When he wrote Cheap Seats, if there was a struggle for one idea one day, I remember we would banter back and forth in the morning show about different subjects, and he would just put his head down and write with a passion for about 10 minutes or so, and it was done. And then you learn something new. Sometimes that inspiration came through things he saw. Maybe we accepted and took for granted. He always seemed to find a unique perspective.
Well, I know that millions of people watch the Academy Awards, and many people have huge home parties for the event. Others attend restaurants or bars that have big Oscar parties. And I can understand the allure of seeing which Hollywood stars and which movies win awards. But, geez, I just don't understand the big red carpet shows on beforehand. I walked into my living room about 6:30 last night. On TV, two reporter types interviewing an actress who I'd never heard of. The reporters were dressed in their best, he in a tux, she in a stunning gown. After the brief interview, they went to another male reporter. He was also in a tux, his hair wonderfully coiffed. His job apparently was to critique the gowns of the various starlets. He proceeded to discuss the actress's gown, how it accented her high cheekbones, and how her hair in a bun was a wonderful touch of class. My mouth agape, I stared around the room at the people watching this. How could it be of interest, I wondered. Would they watch the entire pre-Oscar show? Would they sit through this guy's appraisal of every star's attire? I'd already seen more than enough myself. I'll have to go and hide somewhere where there was no TV. Those of us who have no interest in such shows always feel a bit strange at this time of year. We wonder, is it us? Is there something about pretty boys and girls discussing other boys and girls' dress and makeup that we don't get? How can one guy in a tux look resplendent while another guy in a tux looks natty and dull? They all look the same to me. Hours later, when the awards are finally, mercifully being handed out, I can understand the allure and the attraction. I'm not interested, but I do understand why some people are. But I confess, that whole red carpet show, it just leaves me shaking my head in wonder. From the Cheap Seats, I'm Al Brown.
For all of his fans and co-workers, including Stacey Thompson, Susan Meredith, Sarah Beer, and Sue Layton, who co-hosted the morning show with Al and myself, and so many people that have reached out in recent days, thank you, Al, for your time with us. You were a gift to many.
Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade? You.